Getting up into hour number three. I am Jim Rome. Welcome back. A tremendous Thursday to you. Great to be here. Great to have you here. We're live in the Quicken Loan Studios in Southern California. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently, quickly. Your telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. More of those telephone calls coming up a little bit later on. We've talked a lot of football, but I want to change up and talk a little baseball with you right now. We are joined by a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, having a big year, 4-2, an ERA of just over 4. He's got 62 strikeouts in 61 and a third innings. He is sixth in the American League in holds, an All-American and a first-team All-Big West choice at UC Riverside. Red Sox have won 100 games. They're hosting Toronto tonight. We are joined by pitcher Joe Kelly. Joe, it's great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jim, good afternoon. Well, good morning for you. Good afternoon for us. How are you, man?
Good, Joe. It's great to talk to you. I've been looking forward to it. Let me talk to you about a few things that were at the top. David Price went 7 innings last night. He allowed 3 hits in a 1-0 win over Toronto. He's now 5-0. He's got an ERA of just over 1.5 since the break. As one pitcher looking at another, what impresses you the most with the way he's pitching right now?
Man, the guy's a beast. He is. I mean, I've never seen somebody throw so many quality strikes. I mean, he's punching out guys looking left and right like I've never seen. You know, he's got to be up there probably along, you know, National League and American League for called through strikes. And he's one of the best pitchers. You know, if you go back and look throughout his career in the second half of all of baseball, I remember before I got the boot to the bullpen, before I was a below average starter, you know, I had a great run in, I think, 2015. Where I think I won like 10 games in a row, and then the only other pitcher to do even better was Price. And I'm like, man, this David Price guy just turns it on second half. He knows when, you know, when it's time to grind and when it's time to lock it in a little bit more. And to be on his team now and to watch him do it the way he goes about his business is even better. You know, he's had some, you know, tough times here. You know, people just expect so much, you know, from being one of the greatest left-handed pitchers to ever live. And he's turned on at the right time, and he's pinned us on his back and carried us to that victory last night.
We're talking to Joe Kelly. What a great answer that was. Below average starting pitcher. I want to get into that in a minute, but I want to reiterate again. You were an All-American and a first-team All-Big West player at UC Riverside, and you made that transition to the bullpen. In fact, you had a hold in Tuesday's win over Toronto, which was the 99th win of the season, and then you guys get win number 100. It's the first time, Joe, a Red Sox team has won 100 games since 1946. It's an incredible accomplishment. When did you first start thinking that this team could be something really special?
Oh, yeah, I mean, like 100 wins, that's insane, man. Like, if you think about it, like the date you just threw out, there's probably, I mean, I don't know if there's anyone around the city or city of Boston who has ever even seen 100 wins. You know, you go look at that scoreboard out there, and it's the old manual scoreboard. You know, Tommy, the clubhouse guy here at the field, he's been working here for, you know, 40 years. He's like, man, this is going to be really, really weird. It's going to be the first time we see the number 100 in the win column, you know, up on that board because he's never seen it. And, you know, that's something special, and that's something we take pride in. And, you know, I would say it's not the old cliche, but, I mean, the past 2 years we won 94 games. You know, we won the division. But with Cora coming in, you know, coming in this year to spring training, you just feel that vibe. You know, we had the same team. You know, we added an MVP caliber player, which is JD Martinez. You know, we got our pitchers back healthy. You know, we just added bits and pieces in the trade deadline. You know, it's one of those things coming to spring training, like, hey, if we just do what we did last year, we're going to win 93 games. So that, at the back of my mind, is at ease. You know, we have such a talented team. And then Cora comes in here and just makes us play even better, man. It's pretty crazy. You just throw so much faith in all his players, and that's hard to do as a manager or coach or a head coach. But when you're playing for, you know, the guy who has faith in you and confidence in you, it makes players play even better. For example, you know, opening day, I went out there and threw a stinker and blew Chris Sale's opening day start. You know, it's probably one of the worst outings of my career. You know, 2 days later, Craig threw the first two games, and Cora came up to me like, hey, if there's a chance to get a save tonight, you're our closer. And at that time, I had an infinity ERA because I couldn't even get one out on opening day. And 2 days later, Cora came back to me and threw me in there to get my first career save. And it's times like that where, you know, managers and coaches and head coaches, you know, when they exude that confidence in their players, you know, I think you just get even more out of them.
Boston Red Sox pitcher Joe Kelly holding it down here in the jungle and joining us. So, Joe, you come up with the Cards, and then you're dealt to the Red Sox, and you know, we all know, Boston can be a really, really tough place to play. It's not for everybody. What's it take, then, to not only play in Boston, but to pitch in Boston?
It either takes, you know, somebody super, super mentally tough, or, you know, somebody who's maybe a complete psycho. You know, it's different. You know, I had no idea, you know, my father is Irish. You know, my grandfather is Irish. He's big Red Sox fan, you know, growing up. And I've heard all about it. You know, my brother's a big Red Sox fan before I was even in pro ball. You know, and coming from the Cardinals is awesome. You know, as you know, it's one of the greatest sports towns for baseball. The fans, you know, eat, breathe, and just watch Cardinal baseball. You know, you could be the 26th man on that Cardinal roster, and you walk into a restaurant, they're buying you dinner because they know, you know, every single player.
Sure.
And getting traded over, I didn't know much except for that the Red Sox were not in a good place at the time, and they're in last place. So mentally, I was kind of upset because I knew I had a chance to pitch in the playoffs again that year with the Cardinals, and then traded over. But I had no idea how great of a baseball town I really was until, you know, I was actually playing here. You know, people were like, yeah, you know, media's tough, da da da. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, and then until I get, you know, to put on the Red Sox on my uniform and really get under that scrutiny, you know, it's kind of hard to tell other guys or other players. You know, it's great. The passion here is great. You know, deep down inside, I still think, you know, the city of Boston's a baseball town. You know, even though you got, you know, Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback ever, winning year in, year out, you know, Super Bowls, you got the Bruins, you know, making the playoffs every year. You got the Celtics, who are looking like a top three team in the NBA. I mean, there's so much winning going on in this town. And if, you know, the Red Sox lose, you know, it's like hell, you know, hell froze over. I still think deep down inside, it's a Red Sox town, which is awesome. You know, I wouldn't have it, you know, any other way. So, you know, you got to come to Boston, you got to strap it on, you got to play, you got to perform. And, you know, that's something that, you know, might hinder some guys. But, you know, with the guys we got in our clubhouse and I think that, you know, the front office does a great job in breeding personalities. I think we have a great mix of guys who can handle that pressure. So, you know, I think it's a great time to be a Boston Red Sox.
Boston Red Sox pitcher Joe Kelly, my guest. All right, Joe, we talked about St. Louis. We talked about Boston. You know I need to talk to you about Cali. You played your high school ball at Corona High School out here in California. What was life like for you in Corona?
Well, if I was a good kid, it would have been great. No, Corona was awesome, man. I was born in Anaheim, you know, moved out to Corona around, you know, age 10. So I was an Anaheim kid. All my family still lives in Anaheim, you know, my cousins and stuff. But growing up to Corona, you know, it's great to see. Corona's turning it around with sports. You know, you got Centennial Football out there who's, you know, I think top 10 in the country, and they're freaking public school, so that's pretty cool to see. You know, you got a great baseball program, Corona with San Diego Baseball. One of my those are the first high school I went to. And then you got my alma mater, Corona High, you know, who's been to state, you know, twice in the past 5 years. And I think 4 years ago, you know, Corona High won state and for Division I baseball. So it's really cool to see, you know, not only there's great athletes in Orange County, but, you know, usually OC kids, I think the kids from the IU can't play, but, you know, we come out and we strap it on and we play some hard-nosed sports out there. But like you said, Corona, as long as you get to stay away from that 91 and rush hour traffic, it's a great little spot to be in.
It's good advice, but it sounds like you're proudly repping the 909, though, right?
Oh yeah, no doubt. You know, finally getting an in and out right off. I live in Rancho Cucamonga now, so finally getting an in and out right off of my exit. I don't have to drive 4 miles down to the closest in and out, so I'm pretty pumped about that.
I love it, man. The Kook is the best. Now, you went to UC Riverside, and you initially showed up as a freshman outfielder, but the head coach there, Doug Smith, and my man, the pitching coach, Andrew Checkitz, they see your arm, they want to make you a relief pitcher. What was your reaction, and what was that transition like?
I'll tell you what, the reaction was terrible. I was not very happy. Coach, it was funny. I mean, I don't know if you know the story, but, you know, one day...
Give it to us. Give it to us.
I was out in the outfield. I'll make it quick. And me being a goofball, I was catching fly balls early for BP, you know, young 18-year-old kid, and I was chucking the balls over the bubble from center field wall, over the bubble, and trying to just throw it over the guys to scare him. And our closer went down. His name's Adam Reffer. And long story short, I wasn't going to play. I was probably going to redshirt. You know, I was undersized, real skinny kid. And Checkitz came up to me and was like, hey, you ever pitch? I was like, you know, man, I pitched growing up my whole life. You know, when I was 12 years old, I got stress fracture. I don't want to pitch no more. He's like, well, we're gonna see what you got. So he gave me a ball. You know, I was still in my sneakers, you know, and went to the mound. And I was like, you just want me to throw a strike? He's like, yeah. So, you know, wind up through it, came out pretty good. He goes, hold on, let me be right back. So Chex ran in and got the radar gun. He's like, do it again. First pitch he got was like 95. He's like, do it again. Next pitch, 96. And after that little short time, he goes, hey, man, you're going to hang up the bat and we're going to work on pitching. So I think your hitting career is over. And I didn't have a fair shot because when I was hitting in fall ball at UC Riverside, I had to face pitchers like James Simmons, who was a first-rounder. You know, I had to face a pitcher like Mark Zepchinski, who's still in the big leagues right now. So they were sawing me off, making me look terrible at a buck 45. But, you know, pitching coach saw my arm was like, hey, let's give it a whirl, and then started pitching from there.
Joe, that's an amazing story. And I love Checkets. You know, I went to UC Santa Barbara, so I'm all about Checkets and the program and how they're doing. I love that he was the guy that turned you around and made you a pitcher. But do you miss picking up the bat?
All the time. You know, I'm still hoping that, you know, I get my World Series at bat this year and you know, maybe a little mess up where, you know, it's an extra inning game and I got to go through innings. But, you know, I'm looking to get some redemption. You know, last time I hit, I think, was off of Matt Latos, and I think I got a single off of Matt Latos. But I love hitting, and, you know, I take a lot of pride in it. If we get a chance, you know, I'm going to ask Cora, hey, I'll keep going as long as you need me in the game, in the playoffs, and if we get to the World Series, and I want a little at bat right there.
God, Cora's the best. I love him, too. I got to ask you, and Joe, I could do this for hours. I know you got stuff to do, but I got to ask you about the Big West. You were killing it in the Big West, even if that's not exactly the way you thought it would go. You were killing it. I am a Gaucho. What was life like for you playing college ball in the Big West?
The Big West is awesome. You know, and that was a big part of where I signed because my family still lives, like you said, in Corona. UC Riverside, you know, I get to play Irvine, I get to play Long Beach State, I get to play Fullerton. Those are all really, really short drives for my whole family. And the Big West is great. You know, the talent that comes out of there is very, very underrated. You know, you got Chris Davis with a K, you know, that played at Cal State Fullerton, took me deep, opposite field homer off the bench, blew a save in Cal State Fullerton, I think my junior year. And I was like, who is this guy? And now you look at Chris Davis now, and he's got 41 jacks in the big leagues for Oakland. So, you know, there's talent everywhere. You got Peters from Long Beach State. You know, you got Davinsky from, you know, Fullerton. I mean, you got Big West players throughout the big leagues everywhere. So I think, I mean, I would say it's a top three conference in baseball, you know, for Division I baseball.
Hey, Joe, right now, if anybody's watching us on CBS Sports Network, I'm looking into my computer screen because I'm actually texting with Checkets right now, and he wants to know if you're still on. Is there anything I should tell him since I'm texting him as I'm talking to you?
Tell him one of my favorite things that Chex Mix has ever – we call him Chex Mix. Chex Mix has ever told me to do was, you know, when I first started pitching, we would do long talks on the soccer fields above the baseball field at the Plex in Riverside. And he would always want me to just, you know, get my arm stronger and throw it as far as I can. And I remember we were playing long toss, and I think it was Kevin Dickey was my catch partner. And he's like, hey, throw it over his head. I'm like, you really want me to throw it over his head? He's like, yeah, throw it as far as you can. And I was like, all right. So I got the ball and just chucked it over my long toss partner's head. And my partner looked at me like, what am I doing? And he's like, see, those are the mechanics you need to translate. Like, that's like the perfect mechanics of right there for pitching. I'm like, oh, that's what you want me to do.
That's it. I see you working. He's technical like that, too. Joe, last story. You've got a million of them. But the last story, I just need to know whether or not this is true because it's legendary. On draft day, tell me if this is true. The story goes that you were 21.
Yep.
On the same day of the draft, there was a big party at OG's in Corona. Is that accurate so far? Like you were 21 and it was draft day at OG's?
That's 100% accurate so far.
Okay. So then that's a tough combination, right? 21 and draft day. Rumor is you might have gotten after it a little bit that same day. Is that accurate?
That's not a rumor. That's accurate for sure.
All right, so that's accurate. And then you get a phone call from the Angels, and that's the hometown team, and they said their pick is coming up. What would it take to sign you? Did you get that phone call, and then what did you tell them?
That was a phone call I got. The only thing I really remember, if pretty much is letting them know, so I blacked out. Let's just be honest. You know, 21-year-old kid on draft day with some Jaeger, it's not the best combination to talk to scouts and GMs.
Incredible.
I should have let my dad answer or somebody. So the phone call came, and they were like, hey, Joe, our pick's coming up in the second round, and like four or five picks or something. They're like, you know, what kind of money are you looking for? We'll take to sign you. And I threw out some random number, and I was like, it's going to be over $1 million. And back then, second round slot was, you know, maybe like $600,000 to $750,000. And I was like, it's got to be over $1 million. And they're like, all right, cool. And they hung up, and, you know, next thing you know, pick comes up, no draft. And I didn't really realize that until, you know, the next day, puking my brains out. I was like, told my dad and told my girlfriend, who's my wife at the time. I was like, you remember that phone call I took? And I was like, it's the Angels. And I told him it meant like a money thing. They're like, yeah. I was like, well, I think I just screwed myself out of getting drafted by the Angels. And they're like, no way. I was like, yeah. Told him I wanted over $1 billion. It wasn't realistic at that point of the draft. And, you know, it all worked out being great. You know, the Cardinals drafted me and gave me a chance to play in the big leagues. I think being drunk on my 21st birthday for the draft was all meant to be. You know, if I was sober, I might have been an Angel. You never know.
Joe freaking Kelly, dude, I knew this would be good, Joe, but even for you, I didn't know it'd be this good. You are a freaking revelation, man. That was an absolutely amazing interview. So good to have you on, Joe. Really good to wrap with you. We have to do this again soon. I mean, really
Let's
soon.
Let's do it again. Maybe we'll do it at Javier's.
Anytime, man. Javier's, whatever you want, dude. Your world, Joe. We can do it in the Kook. We can do it in Javier's. We can do it in Boston. Anytime you want. I'd love to have you back.
Awesome, Jimmy. Thank you.
Dude, OGs and Jaeger, we could do that.
As long as we don't have to watch a baseball draft during that time, we can watch a football game or something.
You got it, man. Joe, you're the best. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
So good. Joe Kelly. All right, so you find me a better jungle debut than Joe Kelly.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
Holy crap. That was absolutely incredible. That story about him on draft day in a bar, smashed up on Jaeger. And the Angels called him and said, hey, what's it going to take to sign you? He's like, over $1 million. And then the draft comes up, or their pick comes up, and they don't pick him. And he realizes the next day after he, quote, blacked out, I think I just cost myself an opportunity to be taken by the Angels. And it was UC Santa Barbara coach Andrew Checkitz, who was the pitching coach at UC Riverside, who turned him into a pitcher. He saw him throwing the ball and goes, hey, do that again. Do it again. Got the gun. Do it again. All right, yeah, you're not going to swing the bat anymore. We're going to make you a pitcher. God, there's so many amazing stories in that. That's such beer. Wow, just tweeted, Joe Kelly is my hero. Blacked out on draft day. What a legend. Like I said, that's a tough combination. Turn 21 on draft day in a bar. And smashed up on Jaeger. Anybody else want to react to that? That is one of my favorite interviews ever. And definitely one of the best debuts ever on the program. And he repped the Big West Conference and came up through Corona. Born in Anaheim, moved to Corona High School. Can't get enough of that guy. Joe freaking Kelly. I'd run that back tomorrow. All right, we're going to break. Your thoughts on that? You have to have reaction to that. That was an instant classic. Red Sox pitcher Joe Kelly. All right, open phones the rest of the way. Summer's almost over, but not this unbearably hot weather. That's not. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over the summer. And then think about how we spend time in our cars, too. Think about how that heat sucks the life right out of you. If it does that to you, imagine what it's doing to your car. Summer heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery, even more so than the harsh winter months. Heat, more than cold, can shorten your battery's life. Rising temps can cause battery fluids to evaporate. That then leads to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. You always want your car at its peak performance, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts right now and have your battery tested free of charge. Free. If it does need replacing, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or your truck, and you'll get it at a guaranteed low price. To find a store near you, simply go to O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. O'ReillyAuto.com, O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day, O'ReillyAuto.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
909, baby. 909, the Inland Empire. Joe Kelly repping it hard. I got to reset that interview in a minute. In the meantime, you want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Honestly, I don't even know where to start and what I'm more hyped about from that interview with Joe Kelly. The fact that he came up in this area, repping the 909, went to UC Riverside. So I'm not only a Big West guy, Big West Conference, and I try and rep the Big West as hard as I possibly can. I'm proud of that. All right. I didn't come through the SEC, the Pac-12, Big Ten. You know, none of those power conferences. I am very, very proud of the fact that I'm a Big West guy and that he's a Big West guy. Even more than being a Big West guy, I'm proud of the fact that I'm a UC guy, University of California. So the fact that he played his college ball at UC Riverside is awesome. 909, UC Riverside, that Andrew Checkitz, who is the extremely well-respected head baseball coach at UC Santa Barbara, had a big part in Joe Kelly's development. And the fact that he turned him around, made him pitch, and said, let me see you throw the ball from the outfield. And he said, repeat that, do that again, do it again. And he got the gun out, and he hit 95. He's like, yeah, all right, you don't need to pick up a bat anymore. You're done. And then he gets drafted by the Cards, goes to the Red Sox, was a starting pitcher. He's now a reliever, a great reliever, and he's with a Red Sox team that just won 100 games, something it hasn't done since 1946. And that the guy dropped Javier's in there and admitted that he got blackout drunk on his 21st birthday on draft day and may have cost himself a chance to be drafted by the hometown Angels. When instead of giving the phone to his dad, he talked to the Angels himself and quoted a price on what it would take to sign him and was drunk on Jaeger. That's as good as it gets. And the guy's a damn good pitcher. Damn good pitcher. I could still be talking to him right now if it were up to me. There wouldn't have been a break. We'd still be going. This email says, Jimmy, what an interview with Joe Kelly. This dude single-handedly brought back the fire rivalry with the Yankees when he threw hands at the Yankees batter. This dude went from a normal relief pitcher to the city Boston is giving him a key to after throwing hands with the evil empire. God bless Joe. Love this. And Boston loves the guy. Alex from the Dirty Lou. And his subject is Joe bleeping Kelly. Dear Rome, chugging Jaeger while trying to get a job? What's wrong with that? Yours, Cuddy Sark.
Get ready to right on, baby. Let's go.
Aaron in Omaha. War Cuddy Sark. Lining up 14 double shots with Arthur Blank and screaming, get ready.
Get ready.
Before taking the OC position.
Right on, baby. Let's go.
Hey, Rome. Us Joes can drink. Signed, Joe Namath.
Joe, it's been a tough season for Jet fans. What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. What we know is we can improve. Chad missed. Chad Pennington, our quarterback, missed the first part of the season, and we struggled. We're looking to next season. We're looking to make a noise now, and I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Yeah!
How about Randall? What was Randall doing there?
Yeah.
How did Randall show up at the end of that?
Yeah.
Steve from the Northwest sent that. Zellner 25 tweets. Brad in Corona is now the second best jungle guy from Corona. War Joe Kelly. Brad in Corona.
Brad in Corona.
The best jungle guy from Corona now is Joe in Corona.
Brad in Corona.
That's not a member of the Beatles. That's not Ringo. That's not Sir Paul. We know it's not John. He's in the ground. He's in the ground.
Put me in the ground.
Any other reaction to Joe Kelly? Boston Red Sox, Joe Kelly. Red Sox. Red Sox jungle karma is coming. Not that they need it. They've won 100 games. But we had Alex Cora on. They're all of a sudden, they're awesome to deal with, the Red Sox. My man Kevin Gregg. Kevin Gregg with the Red Sox is rising the ranks of jungle PR executives. And they've got a lot of karma coming. And the thing I love about the Red Sox, they don't need it. They don't need it, but they're getting a hell of a lot of it. And believe me, Joe Kelly, he's got a lot to do with that. Reactions pouring in. Dear Jim, I didn't want that interview to end. Yeah, that makes two of us. I didn't want that interview to end. You got to have a sit-down podcast with that guy. You sip on some Magic Blue, get him some chilled Jaeger, and just chop it up for another hour. That was such a natural and easy conversation. Great show today. Mike in Ferndale. Something else about Joe Kelly and why he's amazing. He and I have never spoken before. And that he settled right in the way that he did and did the interview that he did. Had the conversation. That wasn't even an interview. That was a conversation. That he had never been on this show before. It's got nothing to do with me. It's 100% him. Huge personality. Hey, Rome. Well, what did he say? I think he said over a million. A million? Is this guy drunk? As a matter of fact, signed the Angels front office, Lee in Vancouver. But like he said, it worked out for the best. Gets drafted by the Cards. Loved his time there. Gets dealt to the Red Sox, and now he's on a Red Sox team that wins 100 games for the first time since 1946. And he loves it there, loves his manager, and he's now the jungle's new favorite. All right, help me out here. Clones, help me out. Who's had a better jungle debut than Joe Kelly? We've had a couple lately, but tell me who's had a better jungle debut than Joe Kelly, the Boston Red Sox. I'm trying to think of it, and it's not coming to me. I'd ask you, Stucknut, except you think that Rex in the ABQ is the best guy ever. So your opinion no longer matters to me, Steve. All right, we will come right back. Phone lines open. Use the last segment. 1-800-636-8686. I'm still hyped on that interview. Joe Kelly repping the 909 Corona UC Riverside, and now the Boston Red Sox. 100 wins, too. Stay tuned. Let's get you a sports update. Bottom of hour number three. Here is the latest on this busy Thursday. Believe me, if anybody can appreciate an interview like that, it's my man, Rich. Last segment. Been a good day. We had Latavius Murray on. Man, this show went fast. Show went really fast today. Latavius Murray was back in hour number one. We had LA Rams wide receiver Brandon Cooks in the second hour. And Joe Kelly went legend earlier this hour. Boston Red Sox pitcher. Also another big day because I sat down with my childhood idol, Ron Say. And because we came with a couple of interviews, I wasn't able to get a lot of the Penguin reaction in. But there is a lot of that, too. So if you want to go back and hit that, you can. Like this guy. This email is from the 818. Jimmy, Ron lives next door to my buddy. He comes over to birthday parties, barbecues, coolest guy ever. Wore the 818 in Woodland Hills. Travis Salter.
818 for life. 818.
I'm not surprised. So Ron Say and I, we sat and talked a lot about the Valley, 818, what it was like back then, and what it's like right now. The Dodgers then, the Dodgers now. He told me so many great stories on the show and then even off the show. I'm not surprised at all that he lives next door to a friend of yours and that Ron Say were to come over and go to parties. I mean, he is such a gracious guy. Ron Say is all class. And he also told me that he's lived in the same house for more than 40 years in the Valley. Ron Say's son, Dan, is a baseball coach at my alma mater, Calabasas High School. Ron Say's daughter played tennis at my alma mater, Calabasas High School. And a number of the Dodgers back in the day were in the 818. He was. Steve Garvey was. I think Steve Yeager was. A lot of those guys were in the 818 back then. Penguin was. He never left. Hey, Rome, some kid told me I was his idol one time at a steakhouse. I made him cut my steak. Yours, LBJ. Aaron in Omaha. Were a healthy return for Adrian Martinez when the Scurs take on Troy this weekend. Yeah, hate to see them lose that opener at home. I mentioned, have you ever met your idol? And if so, how did that go? Was it the best thing ever or was it the worst thing ever? Was your idol what you thought he or she would be? Rome, as always, the pod exceeded expectations. I met my idol, Pete Rose, in Vegas as a 14-year-old kid. My dad told Rose that I played like him. Rose said, good, He plays hard. Sing your idol, pimp his merchandise like a prostitute in Caesar's Palace. Best day ever. Damasio in Albuquerque. I can say this about Pete Rose. I met Pete when I worked at Fox. And Pete did a brief stint back then at Fox. And Pete would come in. My man told the most amazing stories I've ever heard an athlete tell. Pete Rose, man, you can't believe how spellbound all of us were. You know, guys who hosted shows, guys who worked on shows, even like the biggest executives on the lot at Fox were blown away by Pete's stories. I told the story once years ago. Pete Rose treated me great. I had a great time with Pete. So Pete would wear these crazy cowboy boots, wild cowboy boots, like alligator skin cowboy boots. And he wore a pair one day that I want to say were blue or green. And I said, Pete, those things were amazing. He said, what size shoe do you wear, Rome? I said, 9.5, 10. He's like, I got a pair for you. I'm like, no, I'm all right. I'm good. He's like, no, really, I got a pair for you. You like these? I said, yeah, Pete, I love those. He said, I've got a pair just like them at home. I'm going to bring them to you. I said, yeah, I don't know, Pete. I don't know if I can pull those off. He's like, trust me, you can, and I will. And he brought me a pair of these cowboy boots. And they were kind of scuffed. He'd worn them a few times. But that's the kind of guy he was. He brought me the green boots. Man, my man could tell a story now. Nobody could tell stories like Pete Rose. Stories that I couldn't repeat here, and maybe not even on the pod. Maybe not even on Jim Rome on Showtime. Like, wild stories. Amazing stories. Hey, Rome. Where is Hawks control room CR hat? His boy Freeland pitches today. Okay, in Baltimore. Yeah, like Hawk knew that. I had to tell him he was going last weekend. Like he knew or even cares. Hey, Hawk, how do you not rep your guy? End of the year, every game, every inning, every pitch counts. Don't be such a bandwagon guy. He's looking for a Red Sox hat right now for Joe Kelly. I know I am. And I don't root. Romy, Matt from the 352 here. I don't even know what that is. But I'm pretty good with area codes. What is the 352? Let me check this out right quick. Gainesville. All right, Gainesville. Maybe that's why I didn't know. Man, I found this show about a year ago. First time I heard you, it was like, what is this? Who talks like this? All the clone slang, your takes on sports. Man, I need more of this in my day. You come on about an hour before the end of my daily grind. You and the clones elevate my day when I need it most. The pods are outstanding. The players are so focused and motivated. Keep elevating the days for me. War the Rome Show. War the clones. Unwar golf ball sized mosquitoes. Unwar my work truck with no AC. Matt, brother. My man, Matt.
Brother.
Dude, I can't say how much I appreciate that. I cannot tell you what that means to me. Hear what that guy just said. I found your show a year ago. First time I heard you was a year ago. Now this guy's down every single day. Program elevates the end of his day. He found the podcast. Dude, good looking out. That hypes me up. When you're somebody, when you've done this as long as I have, and somebody says to you, hey man, where did you come from? I found your show about a year ago. That is the best praise. I mean, I love hearing Rome. I've listened for 20 years. You're still my guy. I love that. Don't get me wrong. But that's awesome. This guy found the show a year ago. What's that mean? I wonder if he found it on TV. Maybe CBS Sports Network. Maybe satellite. Maybe something else. I don't really care. I'm just glad you found it. Also, quick shout out. Like, I'm pumped that somebody found the show a year ago. I'm pumped that this far into it, we are adding stations. New stations still. Quick shout out to El Paso. The Jungle's got a brand new home in El Paso, Texas. Lone Star Sports Radio, 920 AM in El Paso. You can also stream the show on LoneStarSports920AM.com. El Paso, what's cracking? What's up? It is good to be on sports radio, 920 a.m. in El Paso. Love it. Love adding stations. Love finding new listeners, new viewers. Man, the Jungle is strong. We're hungry. We're motivated. We're adding new product. We added a brand new podcast on Monday, the RPO with Trevor Price, the Jim Rome podcast, Ep 50 with my idol Ron Say. Penguin, sincerely, that was great. So good to get caught up. Connor Flanagan tweets, did you say I was in the 818? My number of chicks is way higher than that. Regards Steve Garvey. No, we didn't get into that. Now, what we did talk about, and baseball fans remember this, Dodger fans especially, that brawl between Don Sutton and Steve Garvey in the clubhouse. Actually, Ron Say called it more of a cat fight. But these guys swung, or they scratched each other, or whatever it was. But we got into that. We talked about that. Meanwhile, Rich Ackerman sent along a picture of he and Garv. Rich Ackerman in number 6. Man, Ackerman's amazing. Let's say about Rich Ackerman. This guy's so wired, so dialed in. Dave Whalen hit me up with, hey, how are you and Kenny Anderson? I said, Kenny Anderson and I are good, man. Kenny Anderson and I were always good. I said, why do you ask? He said, because Rich Ackerman suggested we put him on. He's got a new gig. I'm like, Ackerman's everywhere. Rich Ackerman rolling with Regis Philbin. Rich Ackerman rolling with Steve Garvey. Rich Ackerman rolling with Kenny Albert. Rich Ackerman rolling with Kenny Anderson. Rich Ackerman rolling with Canadian Bros. Who am I forgetting, Rich? Go ahead, Rich. Name check somebody. Drop a name. The first real connection I had with Rich Ackerman is when I was hyping up The White Shadow as my favorite TV show ever. Rich Ackerman's like, dude, are you kidding me? That was the best. I'm like, that was the best show. That may have been my favorite TV show ever. Either that or Jim Rome on Showtime. Either that or the Jim Rome radio show simulcast. Either that or Jim Rome is Burning. Either that is Rome, the Daily Show. Either that or Frasier. Dude, I love Frasier. Time now for the huge call. Brought to you by Castrol Edge, the strongest full synthetic motor oil, 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown as tested in the Kurt Orban test. Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. We've got a huge call, and it's not Jeff from SoCal.
The only thing I really remember, I blacked out. Let's just be honest. You know, 21-year-old kid on draft day with some Jaeger is not the best combination to talk to scouts and GMs.
Incredible.
Draft day. I should have let my dad answer or somebody. So the phone call came, and they were like, hey, Joe, our pick's coming up in the second round, and like 4 or 5 picks or something. They're like, you know, what kind of money are you looking for? We'll take to sign you. And I threw out some random number, and I was like, it's going to be over $1 million. And back then, second-round slot was, you know, maybe like $600,000, $750,000. And I was like, it's got to be over $1 million. And they're like, all right, cool. And they hung up. And, you know, next thing you know, pick comes up, no draft. And I didn't really realize that until, you know, the next day, puking my brains out. I was like, told my dad and told my girlfriend, who's my wife at the time, I was like, you remember that phone call I took? And I was like, it's the Angels. And I told him it meant like a money thing. They're like, yeah. I was like, well, I think I just screwed myself out of getting drafted by the Angels. And they're like, no way. I was like, yeah. Told him I wanted over $1 billion. It wasn't realistic at that point of the draft. And, you know, it all worked out being great. You know, the Cardinals drafted me and gave me a chance to play in the big leagues. I think being drunk on my 21st birthday for the draft was all meant to be. You know, if I was sober, I might have been an Angel. You never know.
Boston Red Sox pitcher Joe Kelly. Contrast that with so many other interviews where athletes come on and say nothing. Nothing. And that guy told one of the greatest stories ever. Barely prompted and did so. Instant jungle legend. Come to find out that he and his pops listened to the show for about 20 years, which I did not know. So big shout out to the Kelly family. You guys have a lot to be proud of. And you know he'll be back on. He also name dropped Javier. We are done. What a great day that was. Let's come back and make sure we finish the week strong. TGIF, the grind does include Friday. My thanks to Joe Kelly, Brandon Cooks, Latavius Murray, the XR4TI, and you clones. We'll see you tomorrow. We're out.